Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive, and we're joined by play-by-play man Jeff Levering. Morning, Levo.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Man, I think I checked out at 3-3 and had all the expectations that I was going to wake up to a win. It was a late one, and it didn't go our way.
Yeah, it happens. You know, the Brewers just didn't have many hits after the fifth inning. You had the RBI double from Jackson Chourio, and then just kind of went to sleep offensively. But really well pitched, I think, for both teams. It's just one of those days where it just didn't work out for you. It felt like in the 10th inning, they had the bases loaded, only one out, had an opportunity to win the ball game, didn't work out, ends up going to a 12th. And when you give up three multiple runs in the top of an inning, it's really tough to come back when you have that automatic runner. But good ball game, and hopefully go get the rubber match this evening.
It was Peguero, right, in the 12th? How did he look? Was it him or, you know, just circumstances?
Yeah, I think he looked okay. I mean, the leadoff walk is not a killer because it sets up a double play ball, but immediately a wild pitch. That really puts you behind the eight ball and kind of a bleeder in the left field and then the sacrifice fly later. It's a three-run inning, but the wild pitch was the key. He looked okay. Stuff looked good, but it's kind of the same old story with Elvis Peguero where the command was just not awesome for him. The stuff is there. He's elite, but he's got to get some better command.
So, Jeff, we're a little ways now into this new extra innings rule where we have the runner on second base. And as someone who gets to see things from more perspectives than most of us, what are you gauging from this? Are the players feeling this? Does it feel like, I don't know, maybe a shrug of the shoulders kind of situation? Is this going to stick going forward?
I think so. And I mean, I'll look at it from both sides. I love it, first and foremost, because it puts immediate pressure on both teams. I think I love the rule. I think the fans love the rule. And I really do think the players like it too, because if you don't have this rule, you're into the territory where you're going 15, 16, 17, sometimes 18 innings, right? If teams don't score with nobody on base to start an inning. And not only does it take away from, okay, we're playing a long game, but it also costs people jobs. Because think about those bullpen guys that come in, they're going multiple innings, and if they have options, you know they're going back down to AAA the next day. So I think it's a good thing for organizations. I think it's good for the fans. It looks a little hokey, but I do really like seeing that runner at second base in extra innings.
Hey, I did catch your interesting story during the broadcast on Joey Ortiz. That I run into those guys too. When we park, and certainly when the players and staff park at American Family Field, there's a checkpoint, and a couple of guys are always there manning that when you check in. And I always, I try to chat them up a little bit. Levo, I know you do as well. They're good guys, and apparently their TV broke, and Joey Ortiz bought him a TV.
Yeah, it was great. You know, Jim and Garrett, they've been out there as long as I've been here for 10 years, and they're just so nice and always so happy and. You just they're out there rain or shine too. So to have those guys have the ability to watch a game and not just hear the crowd reacting and not knowing what's happening, they like to watch the ball game just like everybody else. So their TV broke and it was in about 1500 pieces. But Joey Ortiz showed up instead of a cup of coffee the other day, showed up with a brand new TV. It's all weather and those guys are going to be able to watch the game whenever they want. It was a great gesture from Joey.
That's cool, because I got to say, of our guys, I don't know him well or know, but that tells you a lot about a guy, too. And moreover, that there weren't cameras there, there wasn't coverage there, this is just a story that you heard and you knew, but he didn't do it for a photo op, he did it because he cared about a couple of guys.
Yeah, hat tip to our stage manager, Renee Hoffman, for tipping me off on it, but man, it's really cool, it goes to show what a good dude he is.
And, man, and what a good clubhouse we have. Just a lot of good guys. I'm feeling the spirit right now, Levo.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun for the final month of the season.
All right, Brewers and Cardinals, 6:40 first pitch tonight. Thanks, man.
You got it. Take it easy, guys.